Let me show you to your room.
My...
Of course you have your own room here. We may have descended in force, but we're not entirely uncivilized. You have to stay somewhere.
Across the room, through another door, into another corridor, Esme was by this time beyond astonishment when he showed her to a small suite, its sitting room wall showing a view of the station's exterior.
This is yours. And I'm sure the staff are sending up your things.
I only have the carry-on.
Huh. Well then, come out when you're ready.
With a smile, he turned away and closed the door behind him. Esme sank down onto one of the rose and cream-striped chairs. What she wanted to do was put her head into her hands and scream. That wouldn't be productive, she was sure.
But what's going on? Come in!
The door opened, and Baron stood there looking sheepish.
May I?
Esme nodded. He entered, shutting the door behind him, and pulled her up from the chair. She stiffened for a moment, then relaxed against him.
Oh, your family.
I'm sorry. Wasn't my idea, but it is my family. They're headstrong.
And you aren't?
Esme wasn't ready to think it was funny. She wanted to indulge her annoyance, such justified annoyance, a little longer. But suddenly her sense of humor kicked in. She could just imagine Baron, having planned this quiet little retreat, being maneuvered by his powerful and numerous family.
Not headstrong enough. I tried to tell him to let us alone, but you could see how well I did. You aren't angry?
Not at you, anyway. I suppose a quiet few days alone was too much to hope for.
Well, I didn't think so. You would think the entire universe was playing tricks on us.
I've read that lovers always put themselves in the center of everything.
I'd like to put us in the center of a bed. Long way from everywhere else.
Oh, we'll get there.
Esme's arms tightened around him. He felt as good as ever, and she wanted to melt right into him until their bones chimed together.
Baron! If you don't let her get dressed, we'll never get to dinner!
Oh, shut up. Why wasn't I born an orphan?
It would have been too simple. Let me go. I want to change. And are we eating up here or in public? Not that the entire Serrano family isn't public enough, mind you.
Here, it's coming up.
Baron let go, went to the door, and opened it. There stood a woman in her 30s, about Esme's size, with the Serrano features.
Esme, I'm Dulcent. Baron, go away. I need to talk to her for a moment.
I hate you.
But he left. Dulcent grinned.
Listen, I gather you were expecting a quiet evening of entertainment, and you have only one carry-on. If I were in that situation, I'd have brought only the clothes I meant to wear, which weren't exactly family meeting ones. So, may I offer you something?
Annoyance returned, a wave of it. But then she remembered the contents of her carry-on. Clothes for a casual day or so with her fiancé, one nice dress to meet the parents. The woman was right. Esme swallowed another lump of resentment.
Thank you.
I wouldn't like having to borrow clothes, but there are times. Have a look.
Esme had to admit that Dulcent's offerings were better than anything she'd brought, and Dulcent's blue tunic over her own casual slacks met both requirements.
Thanks.
Never mind. I'll raid your wardrobe someday. If you make my little brother happy, that is.
Otherwise, you'll blow it up?
Something like that. Or if you call me Dolly. Just a warning.
The Serrano Legacy, Change of Command, is continued on the next CD.